Today's shiur is in Masech the Pesachim, Daf Lamed Gimel. We will begin on Daf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, 13 lines from the bottom of the Amid, with the words, Va'afraf Papa Hadr Bey. In yesterday's shiur, we learned the machlokas between the Tanakama and Abishol concerning someone who ate Truma Beshogeg. The Tanakama's opinion is that one only pays the Chomesh if one eats a Kezias. Abishol says he is chayiv only if it's worth a pruta. And in yesterday's sugya, Rav Papa was of the opinion in Abishol that Abishol requires that the person both eat a kezias as well as eat something that is worth a shava pruta. The Gemara yesterday asked a very strong question against Rav Papa. The Gemara ends up with tiyufta, that Rav Papa's opinion is upgeschlagen, it's not accepted as a viable opinion, and the correct pshat in Abishol is that all you need, according to Abishol, to be chayiv a chomesh is to eat something that is worth, some truma that is worth a shava pruta. And now the Gemara tells us that Rav Papa himself had charata from his own opinion that Abishol required both the kezias and something worth a shava pruta. The Gemara is going to go through a discussion, which will take quite a few lines here in the Gemara. It's going to go on to the Amud Aleph, and at the end of the discussion, we will see that Rav Papa had charata from his opinion that Abishol requires both a pruta and a kezias. And now we begin the sugya. Va'af Rav Papa Harbe. Rav Papa himself, not only was there a tiyufta to Rav Papa, but Rav Papa himself had charata from his opinion. The sanya we learned in a brisa. This brisa concerns asham me'ila, where the Torah tells us v'chata v'shkaga, that the person is chayiv when he is moel from Hegdash, he has pleasure, hanoa from Hegdash, he did it b'shogeg accidentally, he is chayiv a asham me'ilos, and we learn out prat l'mezid, that if he did it intentionally to have hanoa from Hegdash, then he is not chayiv a korban, he is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim, death at the hands of heaven, but he's not chayiv an asham me'ilos. And the Gemara asks on this limud from v'chot to b'shkaga prat l'mezid v'aloi dinhu. It is a kal v'chomer. What do we need a pasuk for? We could figure it out through the method of a kal v'chomer. Uma shar mitzvahs. Concerning other mitzvahs such as chelev and dam, eating forbidden fats of an animal, or the blood of an animal, shechayiv ben koris, that the Torah gives the punishment b'mezid, that one receives koris, and yet, poiter bohen es hamezid, if the person did a b'shogeg, he's chayiv a korban chatas. But if he did a b'mezid, he receives koris, but there is no korban chatas, so me'ila, she'en b'koris, by the asham me'ilas, where there is no punishment b'mezid, of kores, einoy din, so certainly shapater is amazed, so certainly bemazed, there would be no asham me'ilos bemazed. And the Gemara is assuming, at this point, that the punishment of misa b'dei shamayim, which someone bemazed receives when he is moel from Hegdish, is less severe than the punishment of kores, when someone, for example, b'shogeg, eats chelev and dam. And that's why there is a kal v'chomer. If mezid of achi of kores by chelev and dam does not have a chata, so certainly a mezid of me'ila, which is less of a punishment through misa b'dei shemayim, that certainly would not have with it a asham me'ilos. It would be kedai at this time to discuss the difference between misa b'dei shemayim and koris. Both of them are punishments not through a bezdin, but rather through Hashem. And in fact, the koris is a more difficult punishment, although we're going to see in a moment, it would seem from the next two lines of the Gemara, that perhaps misa b'dei shemayim is more difficult than koris. But in the end of the sugya, we'll see that koris, in fact, is a more difficult punishment than misa b'dei shemayim. What exactly is the difference between koris and misa b'dei shemayim? And on this we have a number of rishonim with different opinions. Rashi and Shabbos Daf Chof Hei is of the opinion that koris, not only does the person himself get killed by Hashem, but also Hu Vizari, his children also leave the world before their time. However, Misa B'dei Shemayim, that's only a punishment to the person himself and not to his children. Tosus in Yevamos Daf Beis Amud Aleph tells us that Kares, this is in the name of the Yerushalmi, Kares, the person, is 50 years old. He's a Ben Nun. And Misa B'dei Shemayim, that onish happens when the person is a Ben Samach, 60 years old. And Tosus says that the Yerushalmi is cholik on our Bavli, because in the Bavli, we find that Kares is not precisely 50, but rather from 50 until and including 59. And Misa B'dei Shemayim is when the person is 60 or older. The Ravosh Shita is that Misas Bonim, the death of children connected with Kares, is only when the Torah uses the Lashon of Kares Ariri. But if the Torah does not use the word Ariri, which means he loses his children, if it just says the word Kares itself, then Kares is without the loss of children. However, Tosvos is mechulik with the Ravah, and Tosfos's opinion is the same as Rashi in Shabbos Daf Chaf Hei, that Kares always includes Hu Vizari, even if it does not say the word Ariri. Finally, we have the Rav in Sanhedrin, in Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav, where the Rabbi Vajim Bar Tanura tells us that Kares is only viable as a kapor for the person's avera if he did tshuva. But if he did not do tshuva, then the person receives more onshin after his death. However, Misa B'dei Shemayim is a kapora even if the person does not do tshuva. So at this point in the Gemara, as we mentioned before, the Gemara is of the opinion that Kores is more severe than Misa B'dei Shemayim. But the Gemara has ended with a question. Why do we need the pasuk of a chata b'shkaga prat lemezid, when this could be learned out from a kal v'chomer from shar mitzvahs like chelev and dam, where the onish is chorus and there is no chatos b'mezid? So certainly Misa B'dei Shemayim by me'ilah, there would not be any asham me'ilah. So the Gemara says back, loy im amrat b'shar mitzvah shechkein lechayiv behen misa, tomar b'me'ilah shechayiv ba misa. Now the Gemara does a 180-degree turn, the opposite. Maybe by me'ilah your chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and the Gemara seems to assume at this time that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more chomer than Kares. So Misa B'dei Shemayim would require a korban even b'mezid of asham. Asham me'ilos, b'mezid. However, other mitzvahs, you only get Kores, you don't get Misa B'dei Shemayim. There is no, so therefore there is no kal v'chomer. The Gemara is trying to answer the kal v'chomer by saying that in fact, Kores is not more chomer than Misa B'dei Shemayim. And that's why I do need a pasuk. Talmud loimer, b'shkaga prat l'mezid. The Gemara is assuming now that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more chomer. And if it is more chomer, I would have a half a minute to say that there should be a korban b'mezid. That's why I do need the pasuk of the chata b'shkaga prat l'mezid, that even by me'ilah there is no korban of asham me'ilos b'mezid. V'omar le Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rav Chiya bar Avin. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya bar Avin, hi Tana, this Tana who was working back and forth with the Kal V'chomer, he seems to contradict himself. Mi ikara alima le Kares. When he first suggested the Kal V'chomer, so he felt that Kares is stronger than Misa B'dei Shemayim. And that was the basis of the Kal V'chomer. And that was the basis of his question, what do you need a pasuk? You have a Kal V'chomer. Ulu b'sof, at the end of his discussion, alima le Misa. Suddenly he feels, no, that Misa B'dei Shemayim of Mila is harder than Kares of Shar Mitzvahs. And therefore, there is no kal v'chomer, and therefore, I do need the pasuk. So what is going on here? Is Kores harder, or is Misa B'dei Shemayim harder? V'omar lei, and Rav Chiya bar Avin said to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, hachi kamar, this is the meaning of the Tana. Loy im amrat b'shar mitzvahs, shechein loy chayiv behen misa v'pachas mekizayis. Tomar b'me'ilah shechayv b'misa b'pachas b'gezayis. He's trying to say that there's a certain case where we find that me'ilah has a chumrah over other mitzvahs. You're right. Of course, as we've shown from all the Rishonim, whether it's Rashi Shita or the Yerushalmi or the Bavli or the Rav, every Shita that we mentioned, we found a Chumrah of Kores over Misbadei Shemaim. That is correct. But there is an instance where Misbadei Shemaim, where Mi'ila is more Chumrah than Shar Mitzvahs. And where is that? By Pachas Mishava Pruta. Because by Pachas Mikizayis. By Shar Mitzvahs, where it's Pachas Mikazayis, the Gemara says, Loi Chayv Ben Misa, which means Afila Misa. Not only are you not Chayv Kores for eating less than a Kazayis of Chelev and Dam, you're not even Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim, you're Chayv nothing. But by Mi'ila, the halacha is that you're Chayiv by Pachas Mikazayis, by Mi'ila, the person would still be Chayiv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. So then there's no Kal V'Chaymer from Shar Mitzvahs to Mi'ila, because we find a Chumrah by Mi'ila over Shar Mitzvahs, and therefore I need the Pasuk of V'Chata Prat, V'Chata B'Shkaga Prat, L'Mezit. So the maskon of our sugya is that chorus is more chumra than Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and yet Me'ila has a chumra over Shar Mitzvahs that it's chayiv even with Pachas Mikazayis. Va'amar lei, and Rab Nachman bar Yitzchok, when he heard the teretz that Rab Chiya bar Avin gave him, said to Rab Chiya bar Avin, Tonach Daitoch, your mind should be at ease, Shehinachta Ez Dati, that you put my mind at ease with your beautiful pshat. In that Tana, you have put my mind at ease. Vo'amar lei, and Rabbi Chiya bar Avin said back to Rabbi Nachman bar Yitzchok, my nechusa, even though I gave you the teretz, but don't feel your mind yet at ease. Why? The Rabbi of Rabbi Sheisha, Shoto Benarga, Rabbi of Rabbi Sheisha swung an axe. In other words, they asked me a very good kasha that schlugged up, that knocked off my teretz to you. So don't feel at ease yet. What is the question? What is the narga, the axe, that was swung by Rabba and Rav Sheshes? Because man shamet le, the Omar, now we turn to daf lamed gimel lamed aleph. Who is the one who holds that his b'mila b'misa, that the onish for me'ila b'mezit is misa b'dei shemayim? That's Rebbehi. Because not everybody holds like Rebbe. The Chacham disagree with Rebbe. The Sanya we learned in a b'raisa, his b'mila, if somebody b'mezit had hanoah from Hegdish, what is the onish? Rebbe omer b'misa. Rebbe says it's misa b'dei shemayim. Chacham omer, the Chacham say, bas hora, that there's no misa b'dei shemayim for his b'mila. You're a person is only over a lav without any punishment of misa. My time of the Rebbe. What is the reason why Rebbe holds that there is Misa by Hizid B'Mila? Amar Rebbe Avua, so Rebbe Avua said, because we have Xer Shava, Gomer Chet Chet Mitruma. By both, as Rashi brings down, that by Achilas Truma it's written, V'chata by Achilas Truma it's written, La Yisol of Chet, Umesu Boy. And by Me'ila, it's written, V'chata B'shkaga. So each one has the word chet. So we learn Xer Shava, chet chet mitruma. Just like by truma, there is the onish of Misa. So too, if a person ate truma b'mezid, so too, if somebody was his b'mila, the onish would be Misa. Now the Chachamim, Rashi points out, also hold of this Gzeir Shava of Chet Chet Mitruma. However, they learn it for other dinim. They do not learn it, Ligabe, this halacha, that the Onish is Misa. So Rebbe, however, uses the Gzeir Shava even for Misa, so he learns out, as the Gemara continues, Ma Truma B'Misa, Af Me'ila B'Misa. Both have an Onish of Misa, both Truma and Me'ila. Umina, and if we use that Gzeir Shava, we can go a step further. And here, Rashi says, is the Narga. Here's the axe. Here's the kasha that Rabbi Rav Sheshes had on the teretz of Rab Chiya bar Avin. Umino, we can say further, Ma Truma B'Kizayis. If you're making the Gzer Shavachet Chet from Truma to Me'ila, so just like Truma, you're only over if you eat a Kizayis, Af Me'ila B'Kizayis. So to Me'ila, you're only over if you eat a Kizayis. That was their question. So we tried to say before that Me'ila has a Chumrah over Truma, that even if you eat less than a Kizayis, and their question was that based, who's the one who holds that you get Misa for Me'ila? That's Rebbe. And Rebbe learned from Gzer Shava. So if you're using the Gzer Shava, then just like Truma is Kizayis, so too Me'ila should be Kizayis. So Me'ila, your teretz, Rav Chiya bar Avin's teretz, is not correct. However, and here is where we finally get to the proof of Rapapa. Umaskiv lo Rapapa. Rapapa asked a question on the question posed, the narga, the axe swung by Rabbi Rav Sheshes. His question was, what's the issue here? Mimai de Rebbe Karabonin Svirlei, how do you know that Rebbe holds like the Rabbonin, who hold that you need a kezayis for achilas truma, dilma kabishol svirlei. Maybe Rebbe holds like Abishol, who holds that you're chayiv for eating truma b'mezid, even if it is a shava pruta, even if it's not a kezayis. The Omar, yesh ba shava pruta, afal gav deles ba kezayis. So, and if that is so, if that is correct, if Rebbe were to hold like Abishol, that you don't need a kezayis, then our teretz to the kasha before still works out, because just like truma doesn't need a kezayis, the same thing me'ilah does not require a kezayis. So there's a chumra of me'ilah over shar mitzvahs. So I don't have a kal v'chomer from shar mitzvahs to me'ilah, and I would have thought that me'ilah has a asham me'ilah. So I need the pasuk of v'chata b'shkaga prat l'mezid, that there is no asham me'ilah by mezid. This is the question that Rapapa posed to answer the question posed by Rabbi Rav Sheshes. And now comes our raya that Rapapa at charata. What was Rapapa's sheet in Abishol? That Abishol requires to be chayav a keren v'chomer. She requires both that you ate a kezayis as well as eating something that shava pruta. V'harapapu d'amr d'Abishol tarti boy. How could Rapapa at this point ask the question and say that you maybe Rebbe holds like Abishol that you don't need a kezayis? You, Rapapa yourself, said in the shita of Abishol that you need both a kezayis and a shava pruta. You do need a kezayis. Elishmami no hader bay. So here's finally the rye from the Gemara that Rapap himself went away from his opinion that according to Abishol you need both a pruta and a kezayis, and in the maskana, according to Rapapa's understanding of Abishol, you need a pruta, but you don't need a kezayis, and maybe Rebbe holds like this shita of Abishol that a kezayis by truma is not needed, and memela kezayis by meila will also not be needed. Continues the Gemara. Before we continue, however, there is a very strong question here from the Or Chadash. The Or Chadash says that we're making actually a jump in the shita of Abishol. And he asked, Mehechates, from where do we know that to make such a jump? What is the jump? That Abishol was speaking about paying for Karen V'chomish. So ask the Or Chadash, it could be that Le'inyan Tashlumin, when you have to pay for eating Truma, a Karen V'chomish, there, in fact, it says in the Torah V'nasan, so maybe there Abishol holds that you don't need a kezayis, that a shavaprut is enough. But where did Rapapa know that we should also say this le'inya misa? That le'inya misa, to be chayiv misa, that one would be chayiv even by pachas mikezayis. Our sugi here of pachas mikezayis is discussing whether there would be a chayiv misa b'deishmaim b'me'ila, which we would learn out from eating truma. So it could be that you don't need a kezayis by the payment where it says v'nasan of eating it b'shoyge keren v'chomesh, but maybe b'misa when you're eating truma b'mezid where it says v'cholzar lo yoichel kodesh, and achila we know is always b'kezayis. How does the Gemara, how does Rapap himself make the jump from keren v'chomesh to misa? And he remains with a question. However, the Sfas Emes gives a teretz, which is that since the Chiv Tashlumen is a kapora, and what is it, a kapora b'shoigeg for a Chiv Mis, had the person done a b'mezid, so if we see that in the kapora of shoigeg, in the Karen V'chomish, the person requires a kapora even if he ate pachas mikazayas. So who within the Rapapa said the same thing would be bemezid if the person ate pachas mikazayas, that he would be chayiv misa b'pachas mikazayas, because the shoigeg is a kapora for that which he would be chayiv misa bemezid. Continues the Gemara, Marbred Ravina Amar. Marbred Ravina, as Rashi explains, is trying to answer the question we had on Lamed Beis, Amed Beis, that how could that Tana, at the beginning seem to hold that chorus is harder than Misabedei Shemayim, and later make a 180-degree turn and say that Misabedei Shemayim is more chomer than the Shar Mitzvahs, which have chores. So Mar Berei Ravina wants to say that the text that we had before is defective. And really, of course, chorus is harder than Misabedei Shemayim. What the Gemara was trying to say is Hachi Kamar. This is really the words that Tana was using. The text that we had before was defective. Here is the correct text according to Mar Berei Ravina. Loi im Amrat. Bishar mitzvahs shaloi osav behen she'ena mischaven kemischaven. By other mitzvahs, we find a kula. We find that it is not as strong as me'ila. You wanted to say that shar mitzvahs is stronger than me'ila, and you wanted to make a kal v'chomer that we should not need the limud from the pasuk of v'chata b'shkaga prat l'mezid, that there's no asham me'ilas b'mezid by me'ila. I don't have a kal v'chomer. Why? Because I have a chumra by me'ila over shar mitzvahs. What is the chumra? And here is the correct text. Lo yimamret b'shar mitzvah shlo yosh ben she'enim mischavim kemischavim. We know that a person is chayav a korban chatas by shar mitzvahs if he does it b'shoigeg. Or, for example, he does a malach on Shabbos b'shoigeg. He's chayav a chatas. What is shoigeg? When a person accomplishes what he had in mind to accomplish, he wanted to do a certain malach on Shabbos and he does it. For example, he wanted to be kotzer, he wanted to cut off something from the ground on Shabbos, and he accomplishes that. The shogeg is, he didn't remember that this malacha is usser, he thought it was mutter, or he had a mistake exactly what day was Shabbos, he thought today was Friday. That is called shogeg, on that he has to bring a korban chatas. But what about if he has intention to do one kind of activity, a permitted activity, and instead, he was misasek, and he did a prohibited activity by accident. So that is something which is called misasek. And misasek is potter by shar mitzvahs, including Shabbos. Rashi says, why is a person potter from misasek on Shabbos? Because of the concept of malachas machshavas. Since there is a smuch in the Torah, two parshas are written connected to each other. One is about building the Mishkan, where we had the 39 different malachas used in building the Mishkan. And the other is the halachas of Shabbos. And we learn out that whatever was used, malachas machshavas, thoughtful work that was used in creating the Mishkan, those 39 different malachos, those are the ones that are prohibited on Shabbos. And what type of activity is prohibited? A malachas machshavas activity. So if a person is misasek, and he by accident, as the Gemara is going to give an example, he wanted to cut something that he thought was already cut, and instead he cut something that was connected. So that is a chesaron in Melech Machshavas. That is misasik, and a person is potter. Not only is he potter on Shabbos because there's a lack of Melech Machshavas, of thought-provoked work, it's also a p'tur b'chol ha-Torah kula. In other mitzvahs, there's also a p'tur of misasik. Why? Because the Torah says, "Asher chata bo," you made a sin in it, and in it means that you were involved in it. And prat l'misasek, where you really weren't involved in doing that ma'is avera, you didn't even realize that you were doing a something that was an avera. So there is a p'tur b'chol ha-Torah kula by shar mitzvahs as well. However, by me'ila, there is no p'tur of misasek, because by me'ila it just says v'chata, it doesn't say bo. So there it's enough, any kind of mistake that you made, even if unintentionally you didn't even want to do this act, you were misasek concerning me'ila, you are chayiv. Let us see the Gemara inside. Lo yamamret b'shar mitzvah shaloi osa ben she'enim mischavim kemischavim. That would not be called shogeg if you didn't have intention to shame to cut something that was mechuber. As the Gemara continues, shem neschav lachter zatolish v'chotter zamechuber shapotter. If you had intention to cut something that was already cut, and instead you cut something that was mechuber by hilchas Shabbos or by chaylev and dam, for example, you would be potter. Misasig is potter. Timer b'meila. Whereas by meila, shem neschav l'schamem begizei chulin. If you wanted to warm yourself with the shearings of something that was not holy, it was secular, it was chulin, v'neschamem Begizei Ola, and you warmed yourself with the shearings of an Ola, of a korban that has Kedusha. So the din is Shemal, even though you were a misasek, you didn't want to do it, you did it by accident, you are chayav a korban me'ila, an asham me'ila. So there's a chumra of me'ila over shar mitzvahs. That's what the Tana meant before, but not to say that misa b'dei shemayim is more chumra than kars. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak goes in a similar way, but he disagrees what's called misasek b'chol ha'Torah kula. Omar, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Omar, hachi kamar. Again, there's a defective text in what was said before. It's not telling me that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more chomer than Kars, but these were the words that really should have been put there. Lo yimamet b'shar mitzvah shekein lo mischayev ben she'ein misaseh kemisaseh. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, by the way, he's the one who raised this whole question to begin with. He was the one who asked the question. This Tana held before that Kors is harder than Misa B'dei Shemayim, and now he holds that Misa B'dei Shemayim is harder than Kors. He asked that question on Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that this is the correct text that it should say there. Lo yimamet b'shar mitzvah shekein lo mischayev ben she'ein misasek misasek. What you called misasek, the first teretz that we just gave, that Mar Berei D'Ravina gave, that's not misasek. That would still be called shogeg. Why? Because at least you had intention to cut. If you had intention to cut, even though it was to cut tolish and you cut mechuber, but that's considered an intention to cut, and that would not be chsor in the melechs machshavas, and it would go into the dinim of shogeg that you would be chayv a chattis on Shabbos or a chattis in other averas like eating chelov bedam. What is called misasik, which is a ptur by Shabbos? For example, shem neschaven lahagbia es atolish. You didn't even want to cut the tolish. You wanted to lift it up. You thought the act that you were doing was one of lifting something that was already cut from the ground. And by accident, you didn't lift it, but in fact, when you lifted it, you didn't even realize it was attached, and your act of lifting turned out to be an act of cutting. V'chotach as mechuber. That is already, according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, considered misasig. She'potter, it's potter on Shabbos and by other mitzvahs. Taimer b'meila, but if you compared to Mila. Mila is different. Shimho should yadi l'kli lito chayfetz. If a person put his hand into a keli to get something from the keli, from the vessel, v'soch yadi b'shemen, and he didn't realize that there was oil in the keli, and he smeared his hand with oil, shel kodesh, of hegdish, shemol. So even though this normally would be a din of misasig, which is potter on Shabbos and b'chol ha'Torah kula, but by me'ilas chayiv, that's the chumra that Mila has over shar mitzvahs. Memela, there's no kal v'chomer from shar mitzvahs to Mila. Memela, I would have thought that Mila has an asham me'ilais, B'mezid, that's why I need the pasuk of Chata B'shkaga Prat L'mezid. There is a very important machlokis between the Gedolei Achronim here concerning the following inyan. We find in many places in Shas the concept of Hamis Asek B'chalovim V'arayis Chayiv Shekein Nena. If a person was misasek in eating, for example, non-kosher fat, and he thought he was eating the kosher fat of a kosher animal, and instead he ate the non-kosher, the chelev of a kosher animal, but that chelev is treif. Or he was a misasik b'arayis, he thought that he was having a relationship with his wife, and instead he had it with one of the arayis. The din is that there is no ptur of misasik. He is chayiv. Why? Shekein nene. Because any time that a person physically has pleasure, the halach is that misasik is in fact chayiv. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Or Samech on one side, and Rabbi Chaim Oizer Gruzinski in his Sefer Achiezer and the Sefer Imre Bina on the other side, whether this halacha of shekein nena, that there's no p'tur of mesaseg when a person has hanah, does that apply only to the examples given in the Gemara of chalav of arayis? Does it also apply to other averis? For example, a person ate chalav where he had hanah, he was mesaseg in chalav, or he put on klayim, he had shatnas, he was wearing a beged of shatnas, he has hanah with the levisha, the clothing himself with the beged of shatnas. Would that also apply that shekein nena that is chayiv by misasek? Reb Kiva Eger and Or Samech feel that the halach of shekein nena applies not only to chalav v'arayis, it would apply, for example, to shatnas as well. And Reb Chaim Oizer and the Imre Bina disagree, and they say it's only to chalav v'arayis and not by other hanos. And Reb Chaim Oizer in the Sefer Achiezer brings a proof from our Gemara. Because if we were to say that by other hanos, we would say you are chayiv shekein by misaseg, so then this goes contrary to our Gemara. Our Gemara is trying to say that, for example, according to Mar Bered Ravina, that me'ilah is a chumra over shar mitzvahs, because me'ilah is chayiv by misaseg, and other mitzvahs are not chayiv by misaseg. But if other mitzvahs which have hanah, there is a chayiv by misaseg. So in what way is me'ilah more chomer than them? So it would seem from our Gemara, says the Achiezer, that by shar mitzvahs, if they're involved with hanah, misaseg would be potter. And then the Gemara, in fact, is saying correctly that there's a chumra of me'ilah over shar mitzvahs. I was thinking perhaps one could answer this very strong question on Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Or Sameach, that there's still a difference between Me'ilah and Shar Mitzvahs, because Me'ilah is always, the halacha by Me'ilah is always, Me'ilah by its nature, for the Gemara felt that if you're comparing Me'ilah to Shar Mitzvahs, the Sham Me'ilas to Chatas, you're comparing these two halachas. Me'ilah by nature is having a no. It's always having a no. So there the halacha is, it's always chayiv by misasek. Masha'en came by Shar Mitzvahs. True, some of those mitzvahs have hanah, and according to Rabbi Kiva Eger and Or Sameach, there would be a chiv by misasek. But there are other mitzvahs in that group, for example, which the Gemara is bringing, the Gemara doesn't go to chaylev or shatnez, other mitzvahs. The Gemara is speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos, there's no inyan of having physical hanah, if he was in the schav and lachtach, it's a tolish v'chotach, it's a mechubar. So since shar mitzvahs includes even such mitzvahs where there are is no hanah, and there certainly misasek would be potter. So memela, we could still say that the Torah perhaps felt that me'ilah is stronger than shar mitzvahs in this point, because me'ilah, there's always hanah, there's always a chiv by misasek. Mashenkin by shar mitzvahs, there will often be no chiv by misasek, and perhaps therefore, me'ilah is more chomer than shar mitzvahs, that even if by shar mitzvahs the Torah did not require a chattis, the Torah did not require a chattis, it could be that b'mezid, but it could be b'mezid by me'ilah, a shar mitzvahs would be in place because it has this chumra that always, without exception, it is chayv by misasek. Perhaps this is a way to answer Reb Chaim Oizer's question on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Continues the Gemara. Amar Mar, we learned before, on Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph, Bamed Var Mamur, and B'mafrish Truma V'chmitza. When is something called Truma of Chametz, some Truma which is Chametz stick? It's only if a person first was Mafrish the Truma, and then on Pesach it became Chametz. That's how you can have a case of Truma's Chametz. Aval Hifrish Chametz Truma, Divri HaKoyel, and a Kedusha. However, if the order was reversed, that first the person was Mafrish the Chametz, for example, he was Mafrish during Pesach, where it already had on it the Isser Chometz. And then he gives, during Pesach, he gives Truma. So that Truma, that Chometz would not, according to everybody, would not have a din of Kedusha. Ein a Kedusha means it would not have a din Truma. And Rashi tells us that's even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who holds that Hano of Chometz is permitted in Pesach. But yet, since the Kohen is not allowed to eat it because it's Chometz thick, therefore, that would not be considered Chometz of Truma. There would be the shame Truma would not be Chal on this Chometz. Minoani Mili, how do we know this, as Tosis explains? If you consider that Chometz is Osir Bachila and Hano, there are other Lamudim, how we know that it would not be considered Truma. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that he also agrees that even though it's Mutter Hano, it's still not considered truma. If the Kohen can't eat it because it's chametz, that's not considered truma. How do we know that? According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Kora, the pasuk says, Titein loy v'loy loy roy. Because since it says concerning truma, the pasuk says reish is the guncha, and it concludes with the words titen lo. You should give him. It means you have to give him a full nesina. He has to be able to eat it and have pleasure. But if he only can have pleasure, if he can only use it for light, that's not considered a complete nesina. Memela, it would not be included in the halach of truma, in the kedusha of truma. From there, we learn out from titen loy v'loy lo ayroi. There's halacha that you can't use tamei tvua and make a truma on tor tvua. And there's two reasons. One is Rashi tells us over here because you're mafsa de koyin. Because since it's tamei, all the koyin can do is have hanah from it, but he can't eat it if it's tamei. And Tosis and Yevamis' opinion is that just like there's halacha, you can't give him a raw latoiva, the same thing you can't give from Tuma on Tahara. But either way, lechat chila, you're not allowed to do it. Ve'im tarm, and if b'dievet he did do truma, b'shayeg, he did it by accident, the halach is truma say truma. Freidi gemar v'amai, why is the truma truma? Why b'dievet is it a good truma? Lema loy v'loy loy, it shouldn't even be good b'dievet. Because since it is tamei, he cannot eat it. If he cannot eat it, you're not giving him the full it's not a full nesina. It's not titein loy because he can't eat it. The Gemara answers loy kasha hosam hois loy shasa kosher. By the case of tvua that became tamei, there was a time when it was tor. So since there was a time when it was tor, that is considered titen loy. Even though later, subsequently became tamei, and you're not giving him the full nesina included in titen loy. But since there was a time where you were, had you made the trim at that time when it was tor, it would have been a full nesina. He could have eaten it as well. Memela, it is included in titen loy. It is good trim of b'dievet. But hach over here by the chametz, loy hois loy shasa kosher. There was no period even before Pesach, even before it became chametz, it would not have been able to be trumas chametz. Why? As the Gemara says, what's the case? That before Pesach, it became chametz in mechuber. It was already chametz before Pesach. There was no Isser chametz, but the physical metzis of chametz was when it was already attached to the ground. It became detached during Pesach. So before Pesach, before it was yet a din Isser chametz, you couldn't give truma, as Rashi explains, because the chi of truma comes mereishis digun, the pasuk says. And what does digun mean? Misha nidgan, the lashon of Rashi, three lines from the bottom, v'digun lashon asif. Digun is when you gather it together and you pile it up into a pile. And when it's still mechuber, there's no halach of dagan on it, so there's no chi of truma. So till Pesach, you were unable to call it truma because it was still attached to the ground. On Pesach, when it was cut, and now you could theoretically call it truma, but now it was already, the minute Pesach started, it was already had on it the Isser Chametz. So Memela, there was never a time when the Kohen could have eaten it as truma. There was never a Shas HaKosher where he could have eaten as truma. Memela, you cannot give this Chametz a din truma. Masha'en came by the case of Tmeya, since it was tor at one time, and then it would have been titen loy at that time, it is chal on it b'dievad, a din of truma. Now the Gemara continues, Aval Achmitz Betolush. The Gemara is asking a question. What's the case where it has no Shasa Kosher, when it's Ichmitz B'mchubber, Aval Ichmitz Betolush? What would be the din in fact if before Pesach it became Chometz Dik? And at that time it was cut off. So at that time there would be Shar Digun. And at that time, there would be no Isser Chametz. There's a physical Metzias of Chametz before Pesach, but there's no Isser Chametz. So the Kohen theoretically could have eaten it. Aval Ichmetz Betolosh Hachinami Dikitcha. Are you telling me, based on your reasoning till here, that if it was Ichmetz Betolosh, where there would be a Shas HaKosher, that in fact it could become Truma, that Chametz could become Truma? Amar Leih in. Yes. Ein Echnami. There's no, if there's a Shas HaKosher, then even if it was, it became Chometz, and then you were mafresh truma, but there had been a shas hakosher while it was cut off from the ground, and it was not yet Pesach. And at that point, if you would, let's say during Pesach, make the truma on this tefuah which had been cut off before Pesach, it was roy before Pesach as digun. It was not yet chometz. So the kohen, if you had given it at that time, it would have been roy for the kohen to eat. It would have been a full titen loy. So ein echanami, if it had a shas hakosher, then even if it was first chametz and then truma, it would be considered viable truma. When do we say that it was first chametz and then truma, that it's not considered truma? That's only if it never had a shas hakosher, as we explained before, when the chametz happened when it was attached to the ground. And then he continued to say, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, that Bigzeiras Irin Pizgama, this matter has been decided in my favor by the decree of those who are awake. As Rashi explains, who the ones who are awake are the Malachim. This refers to the Talmidei Chacham, because Talmidei Chacham are considered Malachim. And Ubimama Kadishin She'ilta, and the holy ones, again referring to the tzaddikim, they said that my ruling is correct. By their word, they have said that the word of the holy ones, they've said that my ruling is correct. V'chein moirin, and this in fact is not just theoretically, but this is the psak b'bei medrasha kavasi, like me, that the chametz that had a shas hakosher can become truma. You could have a chametz of truma in such a, it's not only when truma becomes chametz, but even chametz which has a shas hakosher can become truma. That is the halacha, like I said. We see from this, the Rashi over here, Irin, Malachim, Kolayim, Talmid Chacham, that a Talmud Chacham has a din of a malach. And in fact, we have a Gemara in Meseches Mayit Katan, where the Gemara tells us, "Marav Daimel Malach Hashem Tzavakos is you should be mevakish Torah mipiv. You should only accept Torah from a Rav who is like a Malach." And the question that all the Achronim ask is that where do we? If you're giving a mashal, then we have to know what the mashal is. Which of us have ever seen or experienced a Malach? How is the Gemara giving a mashal of a malach to a Rebbe? We don't know what the mashal is all about. I've heard two beautiful terutzim on this. One is from my Rebbe, the Yeshivas Neir Yisrael, Rav Ruderman Zitzal, who said there is one malach that we know, and that is the malach who came to Yeshua. And we had in the Gemara in Erevin that he mund Yeshua. He said to him, "You're doing something wrong." Yeshua didn't know what he was doing wrong. Was it because of he didn't bring a korban or he didn't learn? And he told him, "Atabasi, I'm coming now for Torah." As the Gemara tells us there, so Rav Ruderman said that the correct Rebbe is one who is like that Malach that appeared to Yeshua, that he demanded something. He didn't just let his Talmidim, that's the correct Rebbe, who doesn't just let his Talmidim do whatever they want, but he demands, you have to live up to a certain high standard. I have seen from Rav Nissen Albert Zitzal that he said a different answer, that we know that Ein Malach Oysesh Tei Shlichas, we know from the Malachim who came to Avram, that each of the three Malachim had a different mission. So a Rebbe has to have one and only one mission in this world, and that is to educate his Talmidim. Im Rav Daim LeMalach, if you have a Rebbe who's like that Malach, who has only one mission, and that is to educate his Talmidim, that's the Rebbe you should seek. If he has more than one agenda, then look for a different Rebbe. The Chazon Ish tells us that a Talmud Chacham is a Malach who is in the Dmus of a person. But really, a true Talmud Chacham is like a malach walking around in disguise of an earthly human being. Continues the Gemara, Ki Asa Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua. When Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua came, and he is going to argue on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said that if there's a Shasa Kosher, if Chametz is Tolush before Pesach, and there was a Shasa Kosher, it is possible to have Chametz which becomes Truma, and that's how they Paskin, the Talmid Chacham Paskin. Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua disagrees. And Amar, he said, Amar, quote a Pasuk says, Reishis, concerning Trumit says Reishis, that you have something which is the first. So if you have something which is the first, automatically you have Shirayim, you have remainders. So Sheshirah Nikorin, there has, Li Yisrael, there has to be something recognizable about Shirayim, about the remainder to the Jew. In other words, there has to be a change. Something is Aser, but now the remainder is Mutter. And in the Yatzis Azu, in this case, I don't have any change between the Shirayim and the first one. She'ain Shirah Nikorin. There is no recognizable difference between the remainder and the first one. Because before you gave Truma, it was Tevel. Tevel, as Rashi explains, is Aser Bachila Mutter Bano. And now that you made Truma and it became Chametz, And you're making truma on chametz, so the chametz is also, the leftover is aser bachila and mutter banoa. So there's nothing recognizable about it. So memela, we can't have a situation where chametz becomes truma because there will not be anything recognizable different between the shirayim and the reishis that has been taken away. So he disagrees with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak that even something that has a shasa kosher is not possible for chametz to become truma. It's only possible if something was truma and it was not yet chametz, then it can become chametz, but not in the reverse. Now the Gemara begins a new sugya. Yosef Rav Achobar Rav Avya Kamed Rav Chizda. He was sitting in front of Rav Chizda. V'Yosef, and he sat, V'Omer Mishmei Rav Yochanan. And he sat and he said the following thing in the name of Rav Yochanan. It's Agavurcha. We should mention that it's obvious that there's a word repeated here, the word Yosef. He was sitting. It said that Rav Achobar Avya was sitting in front of Rav Chizda. Why does the Gemara repeat and say, and he was sitting and he said in the name of Rav Yochanan? So Margolius Hayam and Sanhedrin from a Reuven Margolius Zitzal says that it was their custom that when one wanted to say something, he was sitting in front of the Rebbe, he would stand up to ask permission. When permission was granted for him to speak, he would sit down and say whatever he wanted to say, which pertained to the learning that was going on. So now the pshat is very good. Yosef Bar Rav Avya Kamed Rav Chizda was sitting in front of Rav Chizda. He asked permission to speak. He was granted permission. V'Yosef, then he sat down for Omar and he said the following, Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. What is the halacha that he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Anavim shenitmu, if you have grapes that became tamei dorchan, he can squeeze them out. Pachas, pachas mikabeya. He can squeeze out the grapes. He will take each grape that is less than the size of an egg, and the wine that comes out from each of these grapes that's less than the size of an egg, the yain and kosher l'masachim, and the wine is 100% kosher l'mahadrin to use as libations on top of the mizbeach. In other words, the wine does not become tummy, even though the grapes were tummy, the oichel of the grapes were tummy, but the wine that comes out from the grapes is not tummy. Alma says the Gemara Kesavad, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Mashkin Mifkid Pkidi. Not, as we're going to learn later in the sugya, a different opinion, that Mashkin Mivlabli, that Mashkin is absorbed. This Mandi Yomar, Rabbi Yochanan holds, that the oichel and the Mashkin that is contained within it is only contained. It's like in a container, but it's not absorbed in the grape. Were it to be absorbed in the grape, then if somebody would touch the grape and make a tummy, he would at the same time being, if it was mivlabli, he would be making the wine also tummy. But since Rabbi Yochanan holds that mashkin mifket pekidi, that it is merely contained inside the grape, therefore if the person touched the skin of the grape and he didn't touch the wine directly itself, the halacha would be that the wine is kosher to be used as nesachan on the mizbeach. It's kosher wine. You can drink it. There's no problem with it. La'emes kametama. When would this wine become tame lechisachet lehu? When you squeeze it out. Because then it would come in contact with the skin. But it's coming in contact with skin of a grape that's less than a beya, because he's squeezing out a grape that's less than a beya. And even though some, we learn out from Psukim as Rashi brings down, even though a substance, a food substance that's less than a beya can be mekabel tuma, but it cannot give, it cannot impart tuma to other food items. So memela, the grape became tame, even though it was less than a beya, but the mashkin that's in it, it's not mivlably, according to this mandiyamer. It's only contained, not absorbed. So there's no direct tuma from the person who touched the grape to the wine. And it also doesn't become tummy when it comes out of the grape, when it touches the grape skin, because it's less than a beya, the grape. And something that's less than a beya cannot be matame, the mashkin that comes out of it. The Gemara asks the question, Yehachi, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that you have to squeeze out grapes that are less than a beya? Kebeya nami, even if the grape was a beya itself. Dasnam, we learned in a Mishnah, in Taharis, if someone who was had become defiled from a mace and he was squeezing out olives or grapes, kebeya mechuvanis, they were exactly like an egg in size, tahirin, they are tahar. Why? Because the moment he squeezes out a drop, if these are exactly a beya, they become less than a beya. And if they become less than the beya, they are not going to be metamed, the mashkin. So why did Rabbi Yochanan say it has to be pachas, pachas, mekebeya, lechari, even if it's exactly like a beya, it should still not be metamed, the mashkin that's in it? The Gemara answers, hasam, the yavad. There, it's speaking about b'di'evad, if the person did it that way. But hacha lechatchila, here Rabbi Yochanan was speaking of lechatchila, he should not do it that way. Why? Gizeh, in the first instance, he should not do it. Gizeh, we're afraid, dilma asi lemevad, yaisim mekebeya. He might try the same thing on a grape that's more than a beya, and then when the liquid comes out, in fact, it would touch the grape skin, which is more than a beya, then the grape skin would be metame, the wine. So in order to avoid that he doesn't do it when it's more than a beya, we prohibit lechatchila, even if he does it by a beya. But b'di'evet, if he would do it exactly like a beya, ein echanami, it would not be metame, the wine. Lechatchila, Rabbi Yochanan suggested, because it is gzeira, that he should do it only with less than a beya. Amarle Rav Chisda disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan and with his Talmud, Rav Acha bar Rav Avya. When he said this, he was sitting in front of Rav Chisda. He said it to Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda disagreed. Armalei Rav Chisda, man tzayis locha Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi. Who's going to listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan your Rabbi? V'chitum al shebehen leichen holcha. Where did the tumah go from the mashke? In other words, the Gemara says, Alma Kasav, we see that Rav Chisda holds, not like Rabbi Yochanan, the Mashkin Mifke Pkidi, that's only in a container, but Mashkin Mivlabli, it's actually absorbed in the meat of the grape, and therefore it becomes tame, not because the grape skin touches the wine, which would be the only way it could be tame, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav Chisda, it's tame simply because if the grape skin becomes tame, if the meat of the grape becomes tame, then the wine that is absorbed within that meat of the grape, it likewise is part of the grape. It becomes tame. The kivin de itmulei uchla itmulei mashkin. If the eichel, if the meat of the grape becomes tame, then hua din the mashkin that's absorbed within it becomes tame at the same time. So therefore, there's a fundamental machloikis here between Rav Chisda and Rav Yochanan, whether mashkin mifke pkide or whether mashkin is mivla bli. Omar lei, so he said back. Rav Acha bar Avya said back to Rav Chisda, "Va'at loy tizber de mashka mifka pkidi." You don't hold that the mashka, in fact, is contained and not absorbed. Vatanan, we learned in a Mishnah. I'll show you from a Mishnah. It must be mifka pkidi. Why? It says, "Tami meisha sochet zeis vanovim." If a tamei meis squeezed out olives and grapes, mechuvanis kebeya, which we just learned before, if it was exact like a beya, tahirin, it is tar. So, if you hold like my shita, like Rabbi Yochanan, my Rabbi shita, that it is contained within the grape, mishum hachi tahirin, that's why they're tar, because they are not tame from the original tumah that went on the grape. They're not tame when they come out either because the grape is less than a kebeya once the grape juice, the wine starts seeping out. So, but Eli Amrat Mivl Bli, but if you hold that in fact it's absorbed within the grape, am I Tahirin? So why is the din that it's tar when it's a Beyam Mechuvanis? Why is it tar if you're metame the grape, you're metame the wine that's in it also? Omar Lay, so he, Reb Chisda responded, Hach Maskin, here we're speaking about Banovim Shaloi Hochsheru, that the grapes never, we know that the, an oichel can only be Kabal Tuma if one of the seven liquids went on it to make it ready to be mekabel tuma, and here we're speaking about grapes, shaloy hochshru. They were not mukshru lekabel tuma. Leimis miskashri, when would they become ready to mekabel tuma? Lechisachelu, when he squeezes out the wine, when the grape juice comes out of the grape, that grape juice itself inside the grape goes on the grape skin and then makes it mukshru lekabel tuma. But kisachelu, when it's ready to make the skin ready to be mekabel tuma, butzer lehu shiura, at that point it becomes less than a than a beya, and then it cannot be metame. It can become tame, but it can't be metame the wine that comes out of it. So on this, the Maram Chalva asks a tremendous question. We're going here with the Mandi Amar holds Mivla Bli. So there's two ways that the grape juice can become tame, either because it was touched by someone who it touched the grape itself, and if I hold Mivla Bli, then it's absorbed in the grape, then the liquid becomes tame as well, or it can become tame by touching the grape skin. But here we're going according to the Mandiyama of Mivla Bli. So what does it matter that it was not Mukshu L'Kabal Tuma through another liquid? It was only the liquid that was inside that's making Mukshu L'Kabal Tuma. And at that point, the Gemara says it's already less than the Bay, it can't become Tame. It doesn't have to become Tame because it was touched by the grape skin. It can become Tame like this Mandiyama because Mivla Bli, it became originally Tame when the person who touched the grape, it's as if the person touched directly the grape juice. So why isn't it Tame because of that? So he gives a beautiful teretz that the Gemara means to say like this. Reb Chisda always holds Mivla Bli, but that's only if the grape on its own was Mukshu L'Kabal Tumah. It had a liquid on it. So it became Mukshu L'Kabal Tumah, and then a tummy touched it, it became tummy. And then if the liquid is Mivla Bli, the liquid becomes tummy. Here we're speaking about where the grape on its own was not Mukshu L'Kabal Tumah. It only becomes Mukshu L'Kabal Tumah by the grape juice that has to exit from it, where it's only becoming tummy from the grape juice that has to exit from it, then even Rab Chizda is moited to Rab Yochanan that we don't say Mivla Bli, that we say it's Mifka Pekidi. Because I look at the grape juice not as part of the grape, since it must exit in order to affect this tuma, to make the grape Moksha Kabal Tuma, I don't look at it as Mivla Bli anymore. Then I, in fact, Rab Chizda is moited to Rab Yochanan, I look at it as a container, as Mifka Pekidi. If we look at it as a container, then the only way it can become tame is by the skin, by touching the grape juice. By the time the skin touched the grape juice, if it's a beya mechuvanis, it's less than a beya. Memela, that method can't be metame. So in this case, there's nothing that can be metame the grape juice. There's no direct tuma because it's not mukshu l'kabal tuma until the grape juice goes out. And since the grape juice is exiting, therefore I look at it as mifka pkidi, not mivla bli. So it doesn't become tame through the method of mivla bli. And neither does it become tame through the grape skin touching it, because by that time the grape itself is less than a beya, and it cannot give tuma through that method. And therefore, even Rab Chizda's moed over here that it would become tor. Says Rab Chizda back to Rav Acha Bar Avya, the Eloi Tema Hachi. If you're not going to say like me that Mivla Bli, then I have a question on you. Ha, the sign of that which we learned in Bryce. Ha, lemaze doimeh. And this is why this whole sugya comes in here, because of this line here. What is chametz shel truma? We learned this before on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. What is chametz shel truma compared to latrumas tusin? To the truma that's taken from mulberries, zesim, we are not goreis, and we go to the next word, vanovim. It's like truma of mulberries and grapes, shenitma, that became tummy. She'ein loibo, that this has loihetra achilav, loihetra asaka. You cannot eat it, and you cannot have anor from it. And that's what chametz shel truma is compared to. That's what the Gemara said before. There's an isur achila, and there is an isur hanah. So the Gemara asks, ha heter achila nami yisbei? According to you, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Achabrav, you said the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that you could squeeze out grapes that are less than a beya. There is a way that I can use this to eat it. The e-boy, dorch lehu pachas pachas mikabeya. I could squeeze it out less than a beya. And you just said that's a method I could use. So why do we say that chametz shel truma is compared to truma of mulberries and grapes, which became tamei, that you cannot? They have no heter achila. Why is there no heter achila according to Rabbi Yochanan? You could do pachas pachas mikabeya. It must be because we hold mivla bli, and therefore you cannot do the method of pachas pachas mikabeya. The grapes became tamei right when they were touched on the outside. Agavurk, we have to speak out what Rashi says over here, that when we learned before that when a tamei mace touches zesim and anovim kibeya mechavadim sestar, it must be that the tamei did not touch the grapes juice directly. He used, for example, Rashi says a pshute kliets to squeeze it out. He didn't come in contact directly, or else he directly would be metamei the grape juice. He must have done it through a pshute kliets. It's a plain piece of wood which does not carry tumah through it, and therefore there was no direct contact in the case where it was mutter before by bein mechuvanais. There was no direct contact from the person who was touching the grape. He didn't touch the grape juice to make it tumah. He only put his hand, let's say, on the grapes themselves, but to the grape juice, he used the pshuta kliyetz, and therefore there was no way for the tumah to hit the grape juice. But the Gemara says now that I'm proving to you that mivla bli, because the Gemara before said chametz shel truma is like tumah truma of tusan and anavim, that there's no heter achila, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, there should be a heter achila. Amar Rava, gzeira dilma asbul deita kala. So Rava said, it's true that normally it would be mutter, but we're afraid that the person will come to call in this case, because he might come to eat them. Really, a person could squeeze out. There is a heter to squeeze out pachs mikabeya, but we're afraid shema yoichloi some. So the Gemara asks the question, Amar le Abaye, Micha Shil Takola, are you worried about a Takola? Vatanya, we learned, Madlikim Bepasu B'Shem and Shal Truma Shenitmas, that bread or oil of Truma that became Tamei, you're allowed to use it as a fuel. Why don't you say the same thing, that we're Chayshin for a Takola, that he might forget, he might come to eat the Truma, or the Pasu, the Shaman of Truma itself? Amar lei, you know what that case is speaking about, where you don't have to worry about a takala. Pas zark le ben eitzim, that the bread was thrown between the wood, and shemen shel truma rumalei b'kli mos, he put the oil in a disgusting keli. So we're not worried. The bread is in a place where he's not going to take the bread between the burning logs, and the truma is in, the shemen is in a place where it's in the kli mos, he's not going to come to take it. So that's a case where there's no takala. So where there is no takala, he's mutter to have anah from it. However, where there is a chash of a takol, of something inadvertently happening, that he might forget to eat it, ain echanami, there we do not allow him to have any type of anah from it, because he might come to actually eat it.